for them to walk in the plain to see.
Thank you. appreciate each one that's come out tonight, and I'm trying not to for too long tonight. Lots of prayer requests, and appreciate and say amen to all that's been prayed already, and we believe in prayer. The power of prayer, amen, changes things. Just to let you know as well, Brother Arthur passed away. I'm not sure if anybody maybe here would know him. He went to Brother Billy's for a long time, a man in his 80s. Passed away, I think the funeral's maybe tomorrow. 85 or 6 years old. I came up once with the wee man that preached on Cinderella, Don Daisley. Mm-hmm. And he was about the head of Don Daisley, and he would have came up when Don Daisley came, and the Brother Green. If you remember Brother Green that came and preached for us once, and he was with him, and great wee man, but he's passed away, and he used to give a lot to God's work, and a lot that people wouldn't know about. He gave to different missionaries and different things, and every year in America they would have a gathering to raise money for the missionaries, and he would go to that almost every year for years and give towards the missionary work and the missionary field. And Don Daisley had a special meeting every year, and I think his church still does, for the missionaries that go out. They give thousands every year to them, and we just thank the Lord for it. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians again tonight, and just one verse. And I want us really to be praying tonight. Remember Brother John's daughter Joy, and Gary's children, and it's going around this, it's like a flu, and my children's had it, and Jeff has it, and Terry has it. I just pray the Lord will touch them all at this time, praise God. Verse 8, just one verse tonight, and there's something I just found when I was studying, and it's a story about an old Methodist man, and I want to read you it tonight. I try not to be long, it's powerful, really, how God used him. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. And I want to talk tonight about the word of knowledge. Let's bow our heads, praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that we have this great privilege, which is ours as the people of God. Yes. That we can come from thy footstool into thy very throne room and into thy very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Yes. Father, we come tonight pleading the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord, even as your brothers prayed, we're nothing without you. Yes. We've no righteousness of our own. But Lord, we come because of what you've done on the cross.
Hallelujah.
We plead the atoning blood,
yes,
of the Lord Jesus Christ afresh over our lives, over our children, over all that's near and dear to us tonight. We plead the atoning blood of Jesus Christ upon Joy tonight, Lord, upon the little one, upon Gary's children, upon Jeff, upon Terry, and any others that need your touch. We plead the merits of the precious and atoning blood of the Lamb of God tonight. We ask for the life of that blood to come on them. In the name of Jesus Christ, the same Spirit that raised you from the dead. You promised, Lord, that it would quicken our mortal bodies. Let it to be a quickening on the mortal bodies tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, speak to us from your word. Touch and strengthen and help your people in this room tonight. For those listening in, touch, strengthen and help. And speak to us from your word. And Lord, even to what our brothers pray, let the gifts of the Holy Spirit manifest in a mighty way amongst us, we pray, amongst your own people, in Jesus' precious name. Lord, we acknowledge we need you, but we acknowledge you're nigh to them that call upon your name. Father, we come to your presence. We ask for the Holy Spirit. We accept and we take the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. 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 Praise God. Just make it seated. Praise God. Praise God. You know, it's so true, and even when a brother was praying, it's true. There's so many variety of gifts for God. A variety of gifts. 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, a fivefold ministry, a variety of gifts. We saw last week what God used one man with a mantle, he used another man with a rod. And he used another man because he had 7 locks of hair, and he took the job out of an ass. But it was all the Spirit of God that come on them men. But one of them was unique. Every one of them was different. And God's original. Amen. He is the original, and God can take any man, any woman, for the word of God said, God is no respecter of persons. And a man or woman that people might think couldn't be used, that's the one God used. That's how God does it. It's almost like he does it with God. Amen. And you think of the great men God has used, Wigglesworth, William Branham, and many other great men. And William Branham had no education hardly at all. Wigglesworth stuttered and he could hardly talk, and them's the men God used. Yes, and natural thinking, people wouldn't do that. But God said he takes the foolish things that this world has confounded the mighty. Praise God. And these gifts of spirit, there's a variety of the gifts of spirit. The variety can be seen when we compare the extraordinary gifts of power and demonstration with the gifts of remarkable light in Revelation. So there's gifts of power and demonstration, and there's gifts of light and revelation, but everything is a gift of God. Even if you see something in this Bible that you've never seen before and God shows it, that's a revelation from God. Of ourselves, we can't do it, but it's God's Spirit we need. It's God's Spirit we want, and it's through the Spirit of God that God can show these things. Now this gift I want us to consider tonight is the communication by God, the word of knowledge. And this is the communication by God. The word of knowledge has nothing to do with human knowledge. If it had, it wouldn't be a manifestation of the Spirit. This is not learning your Bible and getting the word of knowledge. That's not a word of knowledge. You could go to a Bible class, you could go to a Bible school, get all the knowledge you want, read all the books you want, have a library full of them, but that's not a word of knowledge. A word of knowledge is a revelation that God gives to you, that God shows you, that God speaks to you. That it's God's omniscience, knowing everything, and God knows everything, and God can show it to you. And whether it's one word or two words, if it's from God, it's powerful. Amen. That's the word of knowledge. Praise God. It has to be a manifestation of the Spirit of God. It's not intellect. We want now. We need the manifestation of the Spirit of God. The word of knowledge is communication to the Holy Spirit of the knowledge of the Lord. So it's the Holy Spirit coming on a man or a woman, and the Holy Spirit can come on someone, revealing to that person a word of knowledge. They didn't study to get it. They didn't learn to get that word of knowledge. They didn't say, I'll tell you what, I get this word of knowledge. That's nothing to do with it. God gives it to them. And it's supernatural by the Spirit of God, just like tongues. You don't sit in a meeting and say, I'll tell you, maybe I'll give a message in tongues tonight. It doesn't work like that. The Spirit of God comes on a person and they speak in tongues, and then there can be interpretation of tongues, and you can pray for the interpretation of tongues. We know that, but it's a supernatural manifestation of God. These are things nobody hardly preaches about. And you know where I'm talking, everywhere. They hardly ever preach about the gifts of Spirit, and most preachers are afraid of them. And a lot of them, they've never experienced hardly any gifts. And so they're afraid to mention them. But I believe God wants us to know about every single gift of the Spirit. He doesn't want us to be afraid of them. He put them in the church to edify the church. God wants to use the word of knowledge, just like tongues, prophecies, and we saw last week the word of wisdom. These are all in the body of Christ, which is a universe. It's a mystical body of Jesus Christ. It's not no name over it. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, true church.
Yes.
Not alas, the true church. That you're born into it, and every member that's born in is a member of it. Amen to the new birth. So often this blessed gift has been associated with natural knowledge acquired by study, but it's not that. Now it's good to study the Bible, we know that, but it's not that. The word of knowledge comes from the Spirit of God in Revelation. The word of knowledge is a communication by the Spirit of God. God, it's God's knowledge. It's actually an attribute that's in God. And there's attributes in God for healing. There's attributes in God for salvation. Way before the foundation of the world, every single attribute was already in God. And there was knowledge in God. We didn't have that knowledge. We could never acquire that knowledge. It was God that said to Noah, build the ark. Noah never said, here, I think of a flood and God will destroy the earth. Noah didn't do that. God told him.
Amen.
It was a word of knowledge from God. Amen. God gave him the revelation. Amen. It was also a word of wisdom from God. And a word of knowledge is really a word of wisdom as well. It's from God. Works with the same spirit. Praise God. It's from God.
Amen.
The word of knowledge communicates with the spirit of God. The knowledge is an attribute of Almighty God. Omniscience. God's all-knowing, all-knowledge. So God knows everything. We're going to see tonight different scriptures that I've studied out here to see. Omniscience, all God's knowledge. He knows every star in the heaven. And they're innumerable, yet God knows every single star. Psalms 147, verse 4 to 6. He telleth the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Now, there's no way you and me can count them stars. We can't do it. You know that. And the Bible, can you count the sand on the seashore? You can't do it. That's like the stars of the heaven. Amen. And you think he said he'd make Abraham seem like that. Innumerable number. Now you say, well, I can count the Jews in the world of the dead, but then you have to go back from where Abraham was to now, try and count it. It's the same when people talk about, you know, when the Lord comes and few will be saved. No, maybe in this age that's true, but the bride through all the ages is a lot. You had it spotted over the whole church ages. The Lord lifted up the meek, the Lord cast the verse 5, sorry. Great is our God and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifted up the meek. He cast up the wicked down to the ground. So God knows the very stars by number.
Yes,
every single one of them. You think of that tonight. Then I'm going to show you tonight as well that God knows every single person on this earth. And not only does God know every single person on this earth, but he knows everything about every single person on this earth. And he knows ever before we come in this room tonight, he knew the seat you had sit in. And he knows the very hairs in our head, how many there are on it. That's the God we're talking about. The intelligence and the intellect of God is far beyond what we can comprehend. People talk about computers and their unreal. Computers and chips, but nothing compared with God. God's absolutely infinite. God knows every nation, and God knows every person in every nation. Numbers 12, verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. So God knew Moses, and he knew that Moses was meek above everybody on the face of the whole earth. You say, how could God do that? That's God. That's what sets God above every other man. You think of it. God could give a man a word of knowledge, but you think God's all knowledge. All knowledge.
Yes.
Not just giving someone a word of knowledge, but God's all knowledge, all knowing,
yes.
Omnipresent of nation, all knowing, that's God.
Yes.
He's wonderful. There's nothing even to match God. And there's no religion like God's religion. It's real religion. It's not religion in the sense of, you know, worldly religion. Christianity. That's real religion. Christ's righteousness. Amen. God knew the heart of every single man on the earth. And Moses was the maker man upon the whole earth. Not only does God know every single man, but he knows their footsteps. Every footstep. So God knows the very stars. And we've seen it from the book of Psalms. God knows every star individually. And he knows how many stars there is. And God knows every single man. And God looked down through in the time of Moses. And he said, Moses is the meekest man. Now that's some testimony. That he's the meekest man on the whole earth. That's quite something, isn't it? And you know, I was thinking about it just yesterday. I was thinking about for Sunday morning, you know, when I preached for Sunday morning, and I wanted to try and bring something, you know, about the Lord for Sunday morning, about Christmas, you know, about the birth of Christ. And I was thinking, you know, about the babe Christ, and I was thinking the Bible says when Moses was born, they saw he was a goodly child. So there's so many things said about Moses, and then you magnify that over onto the Lord Jesus. Amen. The things that say about the Lord. Of all the books in the world could not contain the things that I heard people saying there was more done in such a place was done in Nazareth, and they more or less saying that Jesus didn't do that much. Now I don't believe any of that. The Bible says all the books in the world couldn't contain what the Lord done. That's false teaching. When you pray, that's underrating Jesus.
Yes.
That's the floor down on the floor preaching. That's not lifting up preaching. Christ wants lifted up, not down. And we have a duty to lift him.
Yes.
And he said, if he's lifted up, he'll throw men.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Nobody's like the Lord. Nobody.
Amen.
And any man of God will tell you that. Amen. Amen. They've never put themselves on the pedestal with Jesus. But they've been humbled enough to say, I'm nothing. And they are nothing.
Amen.
And if the Lord does it anyway, isn't it?
Yes.
The man said, in the Acts of the Apostles, he said, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit in the Apostles.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God. God knows the right footsteps. Even before we come in here, God knows everything. Praise God. Psalm 139, verse 2 to 3. Thou knewest my downsetting and my uprising. Thou understandest the thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and thou art acquainted with all my ways. God knows every single thing about every one of us. Every single thing about every one of us, the Lord knows. And the Lord is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. When we're going through a time of a praying, the Lord feels it. I believe that. Because the Word of God said he's touched by the very feeling of our infirmities. He knew every single one of us even before we entered into the service tonight, even before we took a seat tonight. And when we get up and go out, God knows every single footstep, and even better still, the hairs upon our heads numbered, and he knows how many hairs is on our head. And I know I've none in mine, but I did have it one time, and they're somewhere waiting on them. I can't explain it, but I'm getting it. Now, that's the truth. And I'll tell you something, you'd meet them that night, wouldn't you? God knows everything. You think how God's going to change our bodies. It will not be older, you'll be a pickier youth. And we talk like that and it's true, but I don't think we can really comprehend fully. But the Bible says, I have not seen, neither have I entered in the heart of man, the things that God's prepared to them that love him and are called according to his purpose. Praise God. So he knew every single one of us. Look at Matthew 10, verse 30. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. The very hairs of your head, all numbered. Now, if God is pleased for the fulfillment of his purpose to communicate to us by the Spirit, someone who has amazing knowledge, and let us partake. And it's this amazing omniscience. Then he gives us a word of knowledge. God can communicate to a man, God can communicate to a woman, and God can speak to them. Now whether it's through a dream or a vision, God can show you things and give you a word of knowledge.
Amen.
And it's not that you've done it yourself, but God can give you it.
Yes,
and it'll happen, and it'll be exactly the way God said it.
Amen.
Amen. Why should God give to us this great knowledge? You think of the children of Israel, And you go back and they're backslidden. They were wanting a king so that they might be like the nations. And God didn't want them to be like the other nations. He wanted them to be an example to the nations. But he granted them a king. And you know, that was Saul. And when God chose Saul, Saul was humble at the start. Saul was a humble man. And he was nervous as well. How many knows that? And when it came to Saul's coronation, he hid himself. And nobody knew where he was. Now it was going to be embarrassing for the prophet Samuel when it came to the coronation that he couldn't find Saul. But Samuel prayed. And God told him where Saul was. God sees and knows everything. Listen to this. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 20 to 23. Nobody could find him. And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. When he had 1 Samuel 10 verse 20 and verse 21 now, and when he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, to the family of Matri was taken, and Saul the son of Kish was taken, and when they sought him, he couldn't be found. And this is coming to the coronation, and he couldn't be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further. Now there's a key in this. When someone takes place and we don't know what to do. In this case, he wanted to find Saul. He inquired of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when we really are sincere and we inquire of the Lord, God will speak to us. And they saw through the study of Daniel, one of the secrets was inquired of the Lord. Daniel set himself to seek God. And he turned to Jerusalem, and we saw for Solomon told him to do that. If you'll turn, you know, you'll hear from heaven, or brother, he prayed tonight. God told him to do that, and we know that we're to turn to the Lord. And when we don't know what to do, God can give us a word of knowledge when we turn to the Lord. And that word of knowledge will be a message from God to us, tell us what you're to do. Sometimes God might say, do nothing. What do you think of that for a word? It's not the first time God's told me to do absolutely nothing. Now I know that sounds ridiculous. I remember praying, fasting and praying. And I was in a man's company, and he just burst out. And he was really prophesying over me, right in this living room there, and he started telling me a whole situation he was through, similar to my own. And then he says he done absolutely nothing about it. People wanted him to do something, and he done nothing. He prayed. And he didn't do a thing about it. And God fixed him. And I done the same thing as he said, and God fixed him. And people told me here, there, and everywhere, you should do this and you should do that. But I believe that was a word from the Lord, a word of knowledge to me, or a word of wisdom, to do nothing but to pray. Sometimes you can try and do something to make it worse, but you can't make it worse if you pray. That's one secret, isn't it? Praying never makes anything worse. Praying is always successful. Amen. Because God answers prayer. And then God might lead you. And he might speak to you then to do something. And tell you what to do. We know that. I'm not saying God does it like that every time. But he turned to the Lord here. And he sought for the Lord. Verse 23. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further. If a man should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. Now I don't know what the stuff was. But this is what the Bible says the stuff. And they ran and fetched him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from the shoulders and upward. And that's why I remember preaching, and people came to me after one of the services, I think it was in Australia, because you see, Saul gave his armour to David to try on, and then people tell you David's a wee small fella. Now you've just read Saul's head and shoulders above everybody. And I don't believe that Saul was stupid enough to give David stuff that didn't fit him. I don't really believe David was small. I believe that's people's idea, because they say he's ruddy or someone, and they interpret that as being small. And he mightn't have been small. Maybe he was small. If he was small, it's a greater miracle. But whether he's small, short or tall, it makes no difference. God done it. Amen, isn't that right? But you see, Samuel the prophet prayed, and he found him amongst the stuff, whatever the stuff was. And he found them. And I tell you, when you pray, God will find whatever you're looking for. God will get you the answer. Amen. And I tell you, God's real. So God let Samuel know where Saul was. That's God's omniscience, which was sufficient to locate Saul. Samuel was told where he was, going where he'd get him, and God found him. Amen. A man that was hid, but he wasn't hid from God. And that's something. You can hide stuff from a man, but you can't hide it from God. God knows everything. You know, that's one of the reasons people don't want gifts. Gifts to the Spirit will clean the church. Sometimes they'll call out things if the life's not right. And some places don't want that. They don't want that. Because maybe you'd be surprised that people sometimes are not living right. And even ministers and everything. You know, I can't remember the man's name, the prophet from the Moyen, John.
John Reed.
And they tell that John Reed went to meetings, and they were having these meetings, and the meetings weren't going right, and John Reed wasn't happy, and he went for a walk. And he came back, and he said the Lord showed him that the pastor was gambling. I think it wasn't horses or something. It was gambling on horses. And when it came out, the power of God fell. The pastor, he put it right. And when the thing was put right, the power of God fell. And that's the real gifts of the Holy Spirit. That was a word of knowledge. God gave John Reed a word of knowledge to know that. And I tell you, remember Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God could give one of you brothers a word of knowledge or a sister. And God can reveal it to you. If you're humble and seek the face of God, God can do it. But he's no respecter of persons. Now, it doesn't matter how small, the knowledge communicated is, it is still miraculous because it's from God. Even if it's a very small thing, if God lets you know what it is, it can be miraculous because it's from the Lord. It is a word of knowledge by divine revelation. If God communicated to you one little drop of his amazing knowledge, you have a positive word of knowledge. Just the smallest thing, God can let you know that's a positive word of knowledge. Now, here's another man in the Bible. Ahijah, if I'm pronouncing it right, he's a blind prophet. And Ahijah was a blind prophet and was living during the reign of the wicked king Jeroboam. And Jeroboam's son fell sick, and he sent his wife in disguise down to this prophet. Now, the man's blind. And he says, you disguise yourself, don't he not know that it's you, because this Jeroboam was wicked. Evil in the sight of God, it says. And he disguised him down before this blind prophet, his wife, to see what would happen because his son was sick, what would take place. And they went before the prophet. And in 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 2 to 6, here's the story. And Jeroboam said to his wife, arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou that be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is an Ahijah, the prophet, which told me that I should be king over this people. And take thee 10 loaves and cracknels and crews of honey, and go to him, and he shall tell thee what shall become of the child. And Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. And the Lord said unto Ahijah, behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh, and asked. So God showed him. Ever before she came to the door of his house, and the man's blind, God, by a word of knowledge, that's a supernatural visitation of the Spirit of God to this prophet. And he tells him, that's a real word of knowledge now. Ever before she comes to the door, who she is and what she's coming for. Amen. So when people do things thinking of the same, you or me or whoever, God can show it. Amen. God can show it. God can bring it out by word of knowledge and expose it. And when God exposes a lie, remember, he's exposing the devil. And that's the whole thing with the seals. He exposed them, didn't he? On the seals, he exposed the Antichrist. Amen. He exposed them, who the horse rider was, and down through each age. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. He exposes the enemy. And this is why we need the gifts of the Spirit working in our lives, working in our meeting. We need to be praying for these gifts. Paul said, come on earth to the best gifts. And this is what I have to tell you. There's no bad gift. Don't ever let see what people talk about. Amen. It's just a weak gift. I don't agree with any of that. There's no such thing as a weak, tiny gift. Every gift of God's man.
Yes.
I'm telling you, every tongues and everything is powerful. Under the inspiration of God, the things he can do, they're God's gifts. And anything God has is not we. There's no we about it.
Amen.
And it's like I said, people talk about minor, but there's nothing minor with God. Praise God. The smallest things we shouldn't neglect. If you had a pair of shoes tonight that needed laces, and they were a bit loose on you, you'd need the laces for them shoes, wouldn't you? And you'll be glad to get the laces for them shoes. And I tell you, we should appreciate everything the Lord gives us. Every trinket gift. Verse 6 says, and it was so when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door that he said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why feelest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings. Now you can read the story. I'm just reading it to let you see that God showed this man. Now, here's a powerful thing, and I found this when I studied, and I wrote this out. I want you to read this. This is powerful. I tell you, people talk about different movements and how good they were. And they talk about, Wesley had wasn't that great, and someone, You see, every age God moved in. Let nobody ever tell you, no, never let them believe it. At any age, God moved in a mighty way in every age. There's nothing I could, if I can say about Wesley or Luther, and even they didn't see this or that, it doesn't bother me at all a bit, because the bit they had, they used.
Amen.
They didn't overabound whatever they didn't have. Praise God. That's how I look at it. Now let me read you this. I want to take you back to when the primitive Methodist revival was sweeping over England, when the churches were being opened at the rate of one a day. Did you, that's what I've read you. One church a day was being opened in England, a church a day. Not one person saved a day. A church was opened every day when the Methodist revival was on. Ain't that something? Praise God. Wise men and women, many in prayer, were pleading with the heaven for souls and seeing them converted. There was a man among them named John Oxterby. Has anybody ever heard of him? John Oxterby, powerful man of God. A lot of the writers will never mention him because he was too Pentecostal for them. Now I'm telling you, some of the people that wrote the history of the revival in this country will not mention the supernatural because they didn't believe it. They'll tell you it one-sided. But that's why you need to read it from a Pentecostal perspective. You hear what I'm saying? That's who you need to read it from. A man that will tell you the spiritual side. Praise God. And I tell you, that's what you want to be reading from a Pentecostal perspective. And when you do, you'll get a new history lesson. I'm telling you, it's the truth. They hide away the supernatural because their organization wouldn't have it. Well, we're not in an organization. Amen. There was a man by the name of John Oxterby, well known to his prayer life, and this is about the word of knowledge, I want to read you this, for his prayer life, and to who people would go in their time of trouble. There was one poor woman whose son was out at sea and on a sailing boat, and there had been of late some severe storms at the sea. The boat was long overdue, and what did the mother think? She was like all mothers, they worry about their sons and their daughters until they know they're safe. In those days there was no radar or radio between ship and ship, and the mother was worried, so she went to John Oxterby. "Mr. Oxterby, would you pray about my son? He is out of the sea and he should have been here days and days ago, and there have been some awful storms at sea. Will you pray and ask God if he is safe or not?" And he says, "I will, Mom, I will do that." And so he prayed. God showed him the dark shadows were being chased away by a lovely light, a light that showed him the broad expanse of the open sea, great blue waters covered with white caps, and a boat, a sailing vessel coming down in a full sail. "Is this the boat, Lord?" "It is. Thank you." "Is the boy there?" "Oh, there he is." He can see the boy, he can see the ship, he can see the sail swelling in the wind. He can see the watch, the ship leaves behind it, and he can see the mighty bow cutting through the waters. "Mr. Oxterby, did you pray about my boy?" "I did, Mom, and he is all right. He's coming home, and he will be here soon." The mother replied, "Thank you, Mr. Oxterby. I hope that is right." She didn't fully believe it. What do you hear? What it's saying here? "I hope that is right." The ship came in and the boy was safe. In those days, the people could doubt just as well as they can today. That's what I'm saying. They got their heads together and said, "I wonder if he made it up. I wonder if he imagined it. I wonder if he sees visions like that. Well, we can soon find out. We will put him on the spot." So they took him down to the harbour and asked him to point out the ship. "Mr. Oxterby, did you say you saw the ship and that the boy was aboard in a vision?" "I did." "Was it a clear vision or a misty one?" "You saw the ship clearly. You never saw the ship before. You saw it clearly in the vision." "I did." "Would you mind coming down to the harbour with us?" "Why?" "There are 16 ships, sir, and it's one of them." "You might point it out to us." John Oxterby had never seen the ship except in the vision. He looked over the harbour and pointed. "That's the one." He pointed to the right one. Amen. That's what God's able to do with a Methodist.
Yes.
I'm telling you, and then we talk about Pentecostal. and other names, I'll not even get into them. I'm telling you, God's able. That was a move of God. That was when they prayed. Prayed. You know, when Wigglesworth went to New Zealand, when me and Brother John met him on, and he had leaflets, he would pick, tell us about Wigglesworth. It was great hearing about it. And I read this report about the revival in New Zealand. And while Wigglesworth was preparing for the meeting, before the meeting started, a Salvation Army man stood on the steps outside the building. There was 500 in attendance, and he preached the gospel to them. 50 could see him outside the meeting, before the meeting got started. That's a move of God. We should never underrate certain people, thinking God wouldn't work with them, you know. They don't see things as well as us. God will work with anybody and humble themselves. I'm telling you, if we humble ourselves before the Lord, if we really pray, God can give us a word in any situation. God's done it with men before in this room. You brothers that's in here, God has spoke before and said things, and they've absolutely come to pass and happened. And God's never changed. And I want us to come and pray tonight. I want us to be sincere before God. I want you to pray with your heart tonight. It's only 5:30. We have time to pray and seek the face of the Lord tonight. And I want us to pray for John's daughter Joy. Just pray that God will touch her, that the wee baby, everything will be well.
Yes.
Pray for these people that are sick, that God will heal them. Yes. And I tell you, I had a sore head coming home tonight myself. And the devil wants to give you all sorts of stuff, but the Lord says he wants to give you his healing. By the stripes of Jesus were healed. Pray for the children as well.
Amen.
And as Margaret says, it's an attack of the enemy. Let's pray.
Yeah.
And praying's never in vain. That's the thing about it. Praying's never in vain.
Amen.
And where two or three is gathered in his name, that's the name of Jesus Christ, the name is above every name. Jesus Christ has promised that he will be in the midst. I'm not to bless.
Amen.
And I believe the Lord's here tonight. And I thank God for the servants of God. Blind prophet saw her before she came. Saul went and hid himself amongst the stuff, wherever it was, whatever it meant, when he was hid anyhow. And the prophet prayed, and God told him where he was, and he went and got him. Amen. And John Osterby, the woman came in distress, like any mother would, about the wee boy out on the boat, out on the ocean, in a storm. And God let him see it all. Ain't that something?
Amen.
Oh, that blessed me when I read that.
Yeah.
I tell you, I prayed myself when I read it. I was up in the room there, praying and just waiting, and I found that wee story, and I just prayed. And I tell you, you take that tonight, take that from the Lord. God can do it for somebody you're praying for. God can show you the outcome, and the outcome was good. The outcome was good.
Amen.
Amen. The outcome was good. Praise God. Let's come and pray tonight.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you have never changed. Your word says, I am the Lord thy God. I change not.
Amen.
You said that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Father, we come humbly before you tonight. We thank you for these words of encouragement. We thank you, Lord, for this blind prophet, for Samuel the prophet, for John Osterby. But most of all, we thank you for the one that supernaturally give them this word of knowledge.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus Christ himself. The Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit, come in this meeting tonight.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, come in a very special way.
Yes.
Reveal yourself to your people supernaturally.
Hallelujah.
By a word of wisdom, by a word of knowledge. Come in your mighty presence, Lord. Come in these situations, Lord. We think of Joy tonight. We're praying the hand of the Lord will be mightily upon her and upon the wee one. Lord, it all will be well, and the news will be good news. It will be a good report, Lord Jesus. No matter what you think or what others think, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, you're the offer of life, the giver of every good gift.
Amen.
And we ask for your blessing upon Joy tonight, upon Billy tonight. We pray and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over their lives, over their home, over their children. The born and the unborn, we plead the blood, the merits of the blood of Jesus Christ over them tonight. Father, we pray your blessing on them in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Stretch your mighty arm forth, Lord, and make it burn. Deliverance, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for all guys, children, Lord, that you'll heal and touch from the youngest to the oldest, every one of them. May the Spirit of God bring to that home the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless guys, strengthen, bless Ruth, strengthen Ruth, bless her home. Meet their every single need at this time, I pray. Press down and run it over the top. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Touch the children, Lord. We thank you for all the children. We pray your blessing upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for all the children that will stand on a Sunday and say the verse. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Save them, every one. We claim them under that great token. In the name of Jesus Christ, on us, you'll save them. For our teenagers, Lord, that's maybe backslidden right in the world. May the Spirit of the Lord get them and capture them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask for the husband, Lord, or the wife that's backslidden or not saved, that you'll get them, Lord, that you'll reach them, and you'll cover them with your blood, Lord Jesus, and rescue them, Lord, from shipwreck, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, we can't kid ourselves and play church. We need your visitation. We need the gifts of the Spirit. We need a manifestation of your power coming amongst us, coming on us, coming through us. A mighty manifestation of the mighty Holy Ghost, we pray. Visit your people, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to seek your face, Lord. Help us to set time aside to seek you, Lord, for we know that prayer is never in vain. We thank you for the man like Daniel that gave us an example that we're to pray often as we see the day approaching. Father, this evening, bless every brother, every sister in this room tonight. Cover them with your blood. Fill them with your Spirit. Stir up your people, I pray. Stir the gifts up within each one in this room tonight. Lord, for those that's backslidden or laid aside, may you visit them and speak to them and stir them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, we would see people saved. We would ask the windows of heaven open that you'd pour out a mighty spirit of conviction amongst your people in the name of Jesus Christ. That people begin to get saved. That the backslider will be restored. That we'll see a visitation of God in this day, in this generation. Lord, that we would see you moving amongst us in Jesus Christ's name. Where you come and catch it away, we pray. Lord, we ask for we Arthur's family at this time to strengthen them and to bless them. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his testimony. And we pray a blessing on all the family in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for this Saturday night, if thou was tardy, we pray for those that will testify and sing that the Spirit of God will use them. And they'll speak to someone, Lord, and somebody will get saved or restored or encouraged. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. And Lord, even for this Sunday, that you'll help us with a service, with a communion service. Lord, that you'll just help us to come round the Lord's table to thank you for what you've done at Calvary. Oh, Lord. Oh, because of Calvary, we're here tonight. You've delivered us. You've rescued us. Lord, we were on a dung heap, and you lifted us up out of the miry clay, and you set our feet on the King's highway. Lord, you've rescued our souls from the pit of hell. Lord, we give you the praise and all the glory tonight. We thank you for the greatest battle that was ever fought at Calvary. On the cross, you've conquered both death, hell, and the grave. And you're arisen, Lord and Savior tonight. And we've come to worship you and praise your holy name. Lord, we just thank you this evening and pray your blessing mightily in each one tonight. Lord, speak the word of knowledge we need at this time. Speak to that man. Speak to that sister. Visit thy people by visions, by dreams. Oh, Lord, we look to you, for you promised that it would come to pass in the last days, saith God. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. Upon my servants and upon my handmaids, in those days I will pour out of my Spirit, saith the Lord. Lord, this is your word. Help it to manifest in all of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to see.